Mini episode 940 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 940 in our preview of NFL Week 17. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 9-7 last week, 1-2 on my big three, and 0-1 on my lock pick, bringing me to 123, 111-6, 28, 18-2, and 11-5 on the year in those categories. I am now at 52.6% on all of my picks and thus in position, remarkably, for my third consecutive year above 52.4%. Assuming no ties, I only need to go 14-13 the rest of the way through the Super Bowl, but there are so many games this week that don't mean crap to so many teams that I'll be fortunate not to dig a big hole for myself going into the playoffs. Every game this week is a divisional contest. We start with a heated rivalry, the Giants hosting the Redskins with the road team laying a field goal down from four. New York can't be motivated by very much here with a high draft pick looming, so we'll take Washington. The Pats are at home against the Jets, laying 17 up from 16.5 in a game that they need to clinch home field throughout the playoffs. Belichick's not going to want to keep the starters out there longer than he has to, but by the time he lets up, the back door will be closed for New York. In a battle of two teams who are absolutely dreadful without their starting quarterbacks, the Texans come to Lucas Oil, getting four in a game that started as a pick 'em. On a short week, having come off of an embarrassing quit job against Pittsburgh on national TV on Christmas, there is no reason to be on Houston, and we won't be. The Steelers are in much the same boat as the Pats, needing a win for home field advantage throughout in the AFC, albeit they also need help. There will be no mercy for a Browns team getting 12, down from 14.5, laughably trying to duck an 0-16 season. The Packers come to Ford Field, getting a touchdown, which is down from 8.5. This is a borderline why ask why. Having pissed away their season in Cincinnati last week, exactly what is to be expected from the Lions? Certainly not a cover at this inflated number. Philadelphia no longer has anything to play for after clinching the top seed in the NFC last week, so their line at home against Dallas has swung from -1 to +2.5. Given that they'll be out to avoid any injuries beyond the catastrophic one already suffered by Carson Wentz, we'll go against the usual and follow that line move. Minnesota needs a win to lock down a first-round bye in the NFC. The unfortunate Bears are in the way, getting 13 up from 11.5. The Vikes have been better than most of the top teams in the league in these spots this year, and they'll do it one more time. The Falcons' season-long Super Bowl hangover may end for good in ignominious fashion against the Panthers at home. Carolina's getting 4 up from 2.5. Atlanta's done nothing to warrant any optimism about rising to the occasion here, so we'll take their divisional rivals who have a minor shot at a divisional title. Tennessee's laying a field goal down from 5 at home against Jacksonville. The Titans are still somehow at the edge of the playoff hunt despite their best efforts to choke it all away, so we don't look for them to flip the switch here. Baltimore hosts the Bengals, laying 10.5 up from 9.5 in a game that they need in order to make the playoffs. They'll get what they need along with a cover here. The Saints have been way better than expectations this year, and the Bucs far worse. New Orleans is laying 7.5 up from a touchdown on the road. There's absolutely no reason to expect either team to play against type in this game, so go against the Buccaneers. Seattle hosts Arizona, laying 10.5 up from 7.5 in, you guessed it, a game that they really need to have. The Cards have really overachieved in a down year, but it's impossible to picture them hanging in this one. Denver's laying 3.5 up from 1.5 to the Chiefs at home. Right about now, KC could rest 9/10 of their roster and still have a good shot against a team as QB depleted as the Broncos. Kansas City is the play. Now for the big three. The Rams started off laying 6 to San Fran, but with their status pretty much in place, they're now getting 2.5. Again, given the success of the Jimmy G era, this line move makes sense, and we're on the Niners. The Chargers are spotting 9.5, up from a touchdown to the Raiders at home. LA needs this one, and it's pretty much impossible to imagine the thin AFC playoff picture without them right now, so we see them really pulling away here. Now for the 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 17. Buffalo's still got a long haul to make the playoffs, but it all starts with beating Miami. They're laying 2.5 on the road. As the only team with anything to play for in this scenario, this one seems too easy. Those are often famous last words. Hopefully they won't be here. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel Affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.